In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we start the month of December with the First Friday. And on First Fridays, we always think about our sins and how our Lord Jesus shed his precious blood from his Sacred Heart so that he might be our Redeemer, so that we wouldn't need to be punished for our sins, which we so deservedly would come to us. And today's saint is one of those great souls of the Church who saw the redemption, who saw the precious blood, and who saw our Lord Jesus as the greatest treasure as man can ever have. Today's saint is Blessed Edmund Campion, and he was one of those who was fiercely persecuted in the Reformation time England because he stayed true to the Catholic faith and to the Catholic Church. He was originally a Protestant student and was very popular among his time because he was Saint Edmund was very great speaker and was chosen even to deliver a welcoming speech to Queen Elizabeth when she visited Blessed Edmund's college. A group of the fellow students were so attracted by Edmund and his many talents that they chose him to be kind of a student leader of their group. And many high-ranking officials, and it is said even the Queen herself, thought very highly of this great speaker, Edmund Campion. But he started to have a bright future in head of his, one matter troubled this young man's soul, and that was the question about religion. He was, of course, looking forward to have a great career in England, but even more, he wanted to guarantee himself a good place in heaven. And Blessed Edmund started to think about where can I found the true Church of Christ. And after doing studying and prayer, he became convinced that this Church of England, to which he himself was a member, it was not really the true Church of Christ. Blessed Edmund wanted to have his sins forgiven. He wanted to be saved. He wanted to be taken to heaven one day by Jesus, who suffered so much that he could rescue all the sinners. And he knew, Edmund did, that he would lose the favor of everybody, the queen, the officials, the professors, if he would join what he now knew was the true Church, namely the Catholic Church. But since he saw Jesus and his Church as the greatest treasure there is, Saint Edmund, he converted and he was taken to the Catholic Church. He had to escape from England because it was forbidden to anybody to practice Catholic religion there. And he studied abroad to become a priest. And he entered the new religious society called Society of Jesus, but who were more commonly referred to as the Jesuits. And when the Pope decided that it was time to send some Jesuits to England, and Blessed Edmund was the first one to volunteer. And night before he left, one of his fellow priests felt urged to write a prophecy over his doorway, which said, "Father Edmund Campion, the martyr." Although Blessed Edmund knew what dangers faced him, he faced them cheerfully. He had the greatest treasure now one could ever have, namely his membership in the Catholic Church, and nothing which men might do to him would scare or make him afraid. and he returned to England and disguising himself as a jewel merchant. And there he preached with great success and helped the poor persecuted Catholics. And spies of the Queen, they were everywhere trying to catch him, but they failed because he was very clever in his nature and always faced and always watched out that he could continue saying mass secret to persecuted faithful. It was finally a traitor, one of his own group, who caused Blessed Edmund to be captured. And he was visited in jail by many of the mighty officials who had known him as a Protestant student, but none of the threats which they made would ever make him to give up his Catholic faith, and not even tortures could break him. And despite of all his sufferings, he still defended himself and his fellow priests and Catholics in a marvelous manner. And yet the enemies of the church condemned him to death, and he was killed. And before his death, Blessed Edmund forgave the man who had betrayed him and even helped to save his life. Dear children, today, like this Blessed Edmund Campion, the great martyr and hero of faith, we today should also think that we must be very sincere in living up to our faith. We might face persecutions of being good Christians, of being Catholics, and people might hate us or even persecute us because we belong to this church. But we should never be afraid that people do these things to me, because after all, Jesus is the greatest treasure we have. He has redeemed us by suffering so much, and we should also be happy to face persecutions and sufferings, because if the same kind of people who hated Jesus, if they also hate us, that's the greatest sign that we are doing things correctly. If we receive sacraments, if we say our prayers, and if we are faithful to our Catholic faith, God will never forget us. That same God who was so good to us and shed his blood on the cross, he will redeem us on our final day. And on that day, and we are truly happy, we are truly joyful that we stayed faithful to Jesus when so many people deserted him. Blessed Edmund Campion, pray for us. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.